Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christmas is coming, and along with it, all of the usual television programming, I'd wager. And I'm sure the lineup will include the classic movie, Miracle on 34th Street. Miracle on 34th Street is a story about a nice old man who claims to be Santa Claus, and because of it, he is institutionalized as being insane. But a young lawyer decides to defend him by arguing in court that he is actually the real thing. And in the end, he wins the case. It's a cute and heartwarming movie, but hardly realistic. Can you imagine if a court acknowledged someone's claim that they are Santa Claus? What would happen to the legal system? Every burglar in the world would use the Santa Claus defense. The legal system would be a joke. Our society, like our legal system, is based on all sorts of expectations, all sorts of rules. For instance, in a court of law, what does it mean to have an alibi? It means that you couldn't have been there when the crime was committed because you were here instead. But you see, an alibi assumes something. An alibi assumes that no one can be in two places at the same time. But is that really true? After all, there's one glaring exception before our eyes. We believe that Jesus himself can be at every church service in the world at the same time. In the flesh. The alibi rule, you see, is not a rule that governs the universe, that governs even God. The alibi rule doesn't work in the case of a miracle. Even the most undisciplined person lives his or her life according to certain expectations, certain ironclad rules that, if they were ever proven untrue, would turn our world upside down. One such rule is brought to our minds today, the pregnancy rule. And it goes like this. If a woman is pregnant, she's not a virgin. Now, sure, modern science has changed this a bit. Artificial insemination, in vitro fertilization, and other technological capacities that have been possible today. But the basic assumption is the same. An unplanned pregnancy happens in only one way. And if someone says she's pregnant and uses the Virgin Mary defense, probably isn't going to fly. In the Gospel according to Luke, the angel Gabriel brings news to Mary that the Holy Spirit will conceive in her womb a son, whether she likes it or not. And as wonderful as the news is, this could not be easy for Mary. Virgins, after all, don't just conceive. And even though Mary believes that God can make an exception to the pregnancy rule, that doesn't mean that the world is going to believe her. But that's just what a miracle is, isn't it? An exception to the rules. A miracle isn't just something that God does. After all, everything in the universe is God's doing. The reason that when you drop your pen, it falls to the floor, that's not primarily, it's not really because of gravity. Gravity is our rule. It's a formula based on our expectations that, as far as I know, has never been violated. But the reason a pen drops to the ground is because God says so. And he apparently tells it to drop every single time. But there's nothing saying he couldn't say otherwise sometime, or reverse the rule altogether. God could make an exception. He could make the pen float when you let go. Likewise, if God says that a virgin shall conceive, it is not impossible. Because when you get down to it, what makes a baby come from a wife is the same thing that makes a baby come from a virgin. Not lovemaking, but God. When Mary asked how God was going to give her a child, how God was going to break these rules, the angel responds saying, "These aren't God's rules, Mary. These are your rules, and he can break them." Precisely, he says, "For nothing will be impossible with God." And how would you handle such news? Well, here's how Mary could have handled it. She could have said, "God, that's not right. You've got to play by the rules." Mary could have said, "God, I've lived a chaste and upright life. I never knew a man, and so I don't want an unplanned pregnancy. But now you're giving me a child. Everybody's going to think I'm a floozy. I've lived my life right, planned everything. I was never irresponsible. I wasn't lazy. I didn't sacrifice my husband's honor or my family name. I knew the rules, Lord, and I played by them, expecting your support. Instead, you're breaking the rules, which is going to give me reproach in the world. I played by the rules, Lord. You should too." You see, Mary could have gotten upset with God, because now she would face the greatest shame that a woman in her station and in her culture could possibly face. Having a child not only out of wedlock, but while being betrothed to another man, for a woman in that time and place, it's a fate worse than death. Women in Mary's day were stoned for adultery. A woman was shamed by her family and friends because she had destroyed the family name. Mary knows this could happen, or that she would have to face accusations, and it's all because of what God decided to do to her. It isn't right. It isn't fair. This is what we would expect someone to say in that situation. Instead, Mary speaks the greatest words of faith ever recorded. "Behold, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Her faith is in nothing else than what God told her. Her faith is not in laws or rules or expectations that she can rely on in her day-to-day life. Her faith is in what God says. It's not in her own heart or feelings. It's not in the rules that the world makes up. It's not in her own conscience, for her conscience itself is a servant of the word. So how can we have any certainty in this life? How can we have rest? How can we find peace if God can just break the rules at any moment? Well, the answer is this. God can break the rules of this world at any moment. He made them. But he can't break his promises to you. And you see the difference. He doesn't promise that women won't randomly get pregnant. We assume God promised this because that's our experience and because that's what doctors and scientists tell us, that a virgin cannot conceive, but that's not God's rule, that's our rule. God may usually carry out conception in that way, but he never promised. God can break our rules, but he can't break his promises. God promised then to send a king into the world, to reign over his people forever. He is Jesus, the Son of the Most High God. And this Christmas we will celebrate his coming into our flesh to bear our sin and to be our Savior. That's God's fixed and eternal promise. Before the foundation of the world and unto the end of the world. And you can rest assured upon his word. Because in the midst of unpredictability and false hopes, God has guaranteed the means of your salvation in the reign and rule of his Son, Jesus Christ, over the hearts and minds of all who believe. O come, Emmanuel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.